We begin today's shiur with the Hakdama, with the introduction of the Ranchal. Interestingly enough, you know, sometimes when it comes to Svarim, so when it comes to books in general, people often skip the introduction and kind of get right to the Sefer itself. But in the case of Mesilas Yesharim, the Hakdama, the introduction, is so incredibly important because it sets the stage for what Mesilas Yesharim is about and what the Ramchal feels we are supposed to accomplish. So let us begin. Amar HaMechaber. The Ramchal writes, "Hachibur hazeh lo chibarti b'lamed livnei adam es asher lo yado." The Ramchal says, "I have not composed this sefer to teach you anything you don't already know. Rather, my goal," says the Ramchal, "is to remind you of things you already know." This is Ramchal's introduction. By the way, it's such a way not to sell books, right? It's in such a self-effacing way. Very little chidushim. I have nothing new to teach you over here. Rather, I'm coming to remind you of things that people already know. Umeforsim etzlam pirsim gadol. I'm only coming to teach you things that you already know and are well known. Kilo sinza barov devarai. Ela dvarim sherov b'nei adim yodim osam. If you look through my work, says the Ramchal, in the majority of my words, most of the things you will find that you know already. V'lo mistapkim b'hem klal, ela shikvirov pirsum, ukineged ma she'amitom giluya lakol, kach ha'elem mehem matzoy me'od v'ashichach haraba. This is such a beautiful statement. The Ramchal says, but sometimes when things are so well known and things are so well publicized, somehow those become the things we often forget first. The truth is, we see this in all aspects of life. It's the same way. You know, there's a famous adage, chesed begins at home, right? It's an incredible thing. In other words, we're Bali chesed. Klal Yisrael is known for its chesed. And so we'll run to do this, run to help this, run to this. And sometimes my spouse needs help. My kids need help. My mishpacha needs help. We forget certain truths, which are really self-evident and obvious and are glaring and right in front of us. Often we just seem to forget them. Sometimes the more obvious something is, the more prone we are to forget it. So this is the Ramchal's introduction. There's nothing really new that I'm going to teach you over here. Most of the information contained in this sefer, you know already. But because the things that we often know and are so evident and glaring are often the things that we forget, therefore I'm going to use this sefer, says Ramchal, to reinforce these basic foundations of Jewish life. Alkein, eina to'elas hanilkot mizeh sefer yotze min hakriya b'pamachos. Therefore, says Ramchal, the way to benefit from a Mesilas Yesharim is not to learn through it once. Ki kvar efshar. Shelo yimtza hakori b'sich lo chidushim achar kriyaso. Shelo hayu bo lifnei kriyaso. Why? Because if you just read through this sefer once, you might read it cover to cover, and you might say, very nice, but I have not learned any new information here. Elo ma'at, maybe a new idea here, a nugget here. Avala to'eles yotze min hachazora alov v'ha'asmada. Says the Ramchal, if you want to benefit from this sefer, the way to benefit from it is to learn it and to review it, and to review it over and over again. To reinforce these things that we already know, yet we are prone to forget. So really an incredible statement. So number one, the Ramchal says, I'm not really going to teach you any chidushim. There are no real novel ideas contained in this sefer. Rather, my goal, says Ramchal, is to highlight the things you already know, but are prone to forget. Number two, the impact of this sefer cannot be gleaned by just learning through it once. The impact of Mesilas Yesharim comes about through repetitive review. Hasmada, constantly plowing over and over, learning it, relearning it, and ingraining it within ourselves. The Ramchal continues. Mesira, im tisponin bahobi barova olam. The Ramchal says, if you look at the majority of people, kirov anshei haseichel hamayer va'pikchim va'charifim yasimu rov hisponinam v'istaklusam b'dakus hachochmos va'omek ha'inyonim ish ish kefinatias sichlo v'chishko ativi. So this is really incredible. The Ramchal says, if you look at most people are drawn to things which intellectually challenge them. That's what they're drawn to. They're drawn to those things, ultimately, dakus ha-chachmas, things that are intellectually intriguing, that challenge me to think. So some are very focused, ultimately, again, on science. Mechkar ha-briya, you know, the science of creation. Va'ateva, nature. Va'achim yitnu kol yunam litchuna ulahandasa. Others devote themselves to astronomy. Others, handasa is often translated as geometry, mathematics, science. Acherim lemelachos. Others go ahead and devote themselves to technology. Vacherim yikansu yoser el hakodesh. So, what Ramchal is pointing out is people, by definition, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted us with is a sense of intellect. So what that means is, intellectually, I'm drawn to things that challenge my intellect. So he gives examples of intellectually invigorating disciplines in the general world. And then in the world of Torah, Vacherim, yikansu yoser el hakodesh, dehainu limud haTorah hakidosha. And even in the world of spirituality, in the world of Torah, we're often drawn to things that challenge us intellectually. Mehem gupa poli halachas, mehem midrashim, mehem piskei adinim. So some people are drawn to the intellectual discussions of halacha, some to the even intellectual discussions of midrashim, others to, again, piskei adinim, psak halacha, ach me'atim yiyu min amin azeh, Asher yikbu'u iyon v'limit al inyone shlemos ha'avoda. Ramchal says it's amazing. As drawn as we are, as much as we are drawn to the intellectually invigorating and stimulating disciplines of worldly knowledge and of Torah knowledge, sometimes the part that we neglect are those things, those very foundations or pillars of knowledge that are necessary for what he calls shlemos ha'avoda. And this is such a profound term. Shlemos ha'avoda, a complete. I need to be complete in the way that I serve the Ribono Shel Olam. Al ha'ava, what it means to love Hashem. Al ha'yira, what it means to revere Hashem. Al ha'dveikos, what it means to cling to Hashem. V'al kol shar chelkei ha'chasidus, and what it means to be a chassid. When the Ramchal describes Chassidus over here, of course, he's not describing being a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He's talking about the Midah of Chassidus, which we will devote an entire chapter to, about what it means to lead a life and cultivate a personality of piety. So the Ramchal says something amazing. Because Hashem has given us this intellect, we're often drawn to things that stimulate the intellect. But as a result of that, we often neglect the things that maybe aren't as quote-unquote intellectual, but yet are indispensable parts of the completion of our spiritual identity. Things like what it means to love Hashem, to revere Hashem, to cling to Hashem, and what it means to be a chassid. We will stop over here for today. Looking forward, Emiras Hashem, to continuing tomorrow, to continuing this limud in the coming weeks and months. Emiras Hashem, we should be zocha to grow every single day from the beautiful words of the Ramchal. Have a wonderful day.